Vayter and Shas from Daf Tezayin, picking it up on Tezayin, four lines down, Amarava. Rashi starts us off by telling us, Amarava, I did the Ayurba Menuda Mefarshlu. Since we were talking about excommunication, we go out and we explain a little bit deeper, a different concept of Menuda and Shamta and Cherem and Nezifa, all different categories of this idea known as excommunication. So he says, Minolim de Meshadin Shlicha de Beidino, Mezam Le Ledino. The Bach goes and changes the Lashon just a tad bit, and he says, Amarava, Minolim de Kavin. How do we know, and we get rid of the word mezamlin leledina, we erase that, because we're going to see it in a minute, but how do we know that we go out and we set up a place and we send out shlichim? Dichsiv, as the Torah says, Vayishlach Moshe Likra Ladasan Valvirim Bnei Eliyav, and we know in the Parshas Korach, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent and he summoned Dasan and Avirim, the sons of Eliyav, to come to a discussion. Okay, and we know in the Mizam Ladina, how do we know the Mizamin them? In other words, we go ahead, and this is like what's known as a summons. You know, you've been summoned, right? How do we know you can go ahead and get him to come? Right. In other words, why is it we don't go to him? He said, "You can come to me." The pasuk says, "You and all your people come to me." The end of the pasuk says that you're going to come over here. Get over here. Okay. Likmei gavra rabba. How do you have to say that it's going to be in front of a great person? The pasuk says in front of Hashem, meaning you're coming in front of someone who's big. At uplanya. Where do we know that it says, well, if I'm going to summon Reuven to court, then, you know, it's against Shimon that I say, it's Reuven and Shimon that I actually say both of them. The Chesiv of the Pasuk says, Ata Vehem the Aaron, you, them, and Aaron. So he goes to any places and tells everyone's going to come. De Kavin and Zimna, how do we know that? How do we know that we set up a time that they're going to actually come to court? The Chesiv, Machar, because the Pasuk says, Machar, tomorrow. Zimna, Basar, Zimna. How do we know that if he doesn't come, that we go and we set up another date for him to come? As Rashi says, that we go and we set up another time. The pasuk says, "Karu sham paro melech mitzrayim shaon heavir amoed." A pasuk in Jeremiah, when it says lashon of karu sham, Rashi explains it means shamta. Kloma shamta leparo sheheavir amoed. Paro says to come to a din, and he didn't come, and they set up another time. He didn't come again, and therefore they put him in shamta for not coming again. Kloma sheheavir amoed sheshamu acher moed rishon. Sheshamu acher moed rishon. He didn't come and show up by either of them. Therefore, he got shamta. So the point is, we set up a time. You don't come. We set up another time. Then you don't come. Then we have a problem. We know them deim mispakar b'shlicha. The Beidina, V'asi V'amar, Lo Mischaze Kilishnabish. Now, how do we know that if he comes back, and let's say the court appoints someone to go, Shliach, to go, you know, summon someone to court, and the guy goes in and he disses him. He, like, goes at him in a way where he speaks to him, which is inappropriate. And then the guy comes back and he tells the court with a negative thing he said. That's not considered like Lishnabisha. That's not considered like Lashon Hara. The Chsev, as the Pasuk says, when it came to go ahead and get Dasan and Aviron, and they didn't want to come, that even if you were to go ahead and poke out the eyes of these people, then they were saying, we won't come. So what's going on over here? How did he know that that was the case? Must be that the court actually was told from the shliach. Rashi says, Ilav the shliach, the Amel of Moshe, Moshe Leviyada. He never would have known that he said they said these words. So the fact is, you're allowed to go and say such a thing. It's not a problem. Okay, Uminolin de Mishamtina. And how do we know, from where do we know that we have this concept that a person doesn't come to court, that we go ahead and we put him into Shamta? In other words, we excommunicate him. Dechsev, Oru Meroz. We're going to darshan an entire pasuk. We're going to break it down. The whole pasuk is, Oru Meroz, Amar Melech Hashem. Oru, Oru, Yoshveach, Kilovo, Lezuz Hashem, Lezuz Hashem, Mekiborim. This Aroz gets cursed, said the Malach Hashem, the angel of Hashem. Cursed the people, for they didn't come to help Hashem, to help Hashem against the strong ones, the Giborim. Now we're going to see exactly in a moment who is Meroz. There are two different opinions of what this is exactly. But the point is that Meroz was called to come, Dvora and Barak. This is in Shoftim. They said, come, fight against Canaan. They didn't come, and they ended up getting put into they excommunicated. The Hachi Svara Degavra Rabba. Degavra Rabba. Totally off on both trumps again. The Hachi Svara Degavra Rabba. How do we know that we have to say to him that this is the decision of a Gavra Rabba? Rashi says, that's Ploni. Shabbat Lenado says, Ploni. You have to say who it is that put you in who excommunicated you. Chsiv Amar Malach Hashem. as it says, the Malach Hashem went ahead and said about Meiros. How do we know that you go ahead and you put Chirim? Rashi says, Ba'orur. How do we know we can go ahead and do that? That's like already a more intense level. Because the fact that it says Oror, so we see that it's a higher level and you can go put someone in Chirim. How do we know that if someone who goes in to eat or they drink, and they're within Dalet Amos of someone who's in Cherem, that this is something which shouldn't be done, D'chsiv Yoshver, because it says Yoshver, and it means, and all the Yoshver, and the people that are around Meiros, they also get the smackdown. They shouldn't be go ahead and be hanging out with them. You know, the Fartinan, Chete B'tzuber, how do we know that we go ahead and we speak out what they did wrong, and we say it straight up, we allow people to know. Rashi says, "Darmi le'anshe iro mishum hachi v'hachi mishtaminalei." That we go and tell them, and this is the reason why they're being excommunicated. The pasuk says, "Ki lo vo le'ezes Hashem." That's the part of the pasuk which says that what's pshat with Meiros that he's getting cursed because he didn't come to go ahead and help the people of Hashem. V'amrula and Ula said, "Ba'arbame shifure shamse barak le'Meiros." 400 shofros barak put him into shamta. He excommunicated him with you know, it was very public. Some say, who was this Meiros fellow? He was a great person. Who was a star? Rashi says, Mazli de Sisre. It was Sisre's Mazel. Wasn't like a physical battle, it was more of a spiritual battle. Well, I guess not a human battle, but even the stars were battling it out and fighting it. Okay, says the Gemara, we know the Mefkarina Nichsei. How do we know we can go ahead and we can be Mafkir someone's stuff? Rashi says, the Mandalotzais Luhul Rabban. Somebody's listening to Rabban, they can go ahead and they can be Mafkir everything they own. Nichsei, the Pasuk says, V'chol Asher Lo Yavel Lushoshes Ayamim Ka'atzas Sasarim Vazakanim Yacharim Kol Yuchushov, who Yibadam Mikas Mikalagol, and whoever doesn't come within 3 days. It was a setup by the older people, by the Sarim and the Zakenim, you know, the officers and the Zakenim. All his property is going to be taken, and he's going to be separated from the people, from the who Yibadu Mikahala Gola, from those people that are leaving the or going to the Gola. I says the Hefker based in Hefker Mehacha Nafkalan Bechol Duchte. This is found in Ezra when Ezra's talking about when the Yidden are going to make their way back to Yerushalayim. He's telling all the Yidden, not the greatest time in Jewish history where they're involved with non-Jews, they were married and then went in Bavel, and he was saying like leave everything and anyone's going to come in 3 days. Oh, it is going to be bad news. It's going to happen. So we see that there's a concept on this Hefker based in Hefker. Now things get a little hot and heavy. Umanon did not sinon, vilaitinon, umachinon, vitalshinon sear, umash beinon. Where do we know that you can go ahead and you're allowed to even get into an argument with these people that are doing the wrong thing in order to get them on track? And you can even curse them. And umachinon can even be physical. Vitalshinon sear, you can pull out their hair and go ahead and make them swear they're not going to do the wrong thing. The Chsiv Zapasik says, pretty straightforward in Nehemiah, v'orim imam, v'akalaleim, v'akamehem, anashim, v'amartem, v'ashbiyem, that he did all these things, that he cursed them, he was fought with them, and he pulled out their hair, and he put them, and he made them make a shvuah. Minalan tekaftinan, how do we know that we can go ahead, and we're allowed to actually tie the guy up? Rashi says, yodav v'ragav, you can tie the guy up who's not doing the right thing, who's not listening, who's going on. V'asminan, we could tie him in a way, v'avdinan hardafa, tie him in a way that we're going to go ahead. Rashi says, shekoshin oso ala amud lahalkoso, we could tie him to a pole to actually beat him, right, to give him the smackdown. V'avdinan hardafa, and we could do what's called hardafa, which the Gemara is going to explain what hardafa means. D'chsev is a pasuk says, where is this pasuk? A pasuk in Ezra, hein lamos hein lishroshe, this, if you go back earlier, the pasuk is saying anyone who's not following Hashem and following the king, then there's going to be serious, there's going to be consequences. And the pasuk then ends what we just saw, whether they're going to be put to death or they're going to be, lishroshi means they're going to be, lishrosh means to uproot something, or they're going to be punished with loss of property, or they're going to end up being put in prison. My lishroshi, what does it mean, lishroshi? Amar, Amar Adamari, Amar Nechemya Bar Baruch, Amar Avchia Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yehuda. Hardafa means hardafa, which means, as we see, Lashroshi, also Lashroshi, means we uproot the guy. In other words, we go ahead and we chase after him. Okay, says Gemara, my Ardafa. So what does that mean, Ardafa? Minadin la'altar. What that means is we put him into Nidoy immediately, right away. We go ahead and we put him into Altar. V'shonin la'achar shloshim, and then we go ahead and we do it again after 30 days. We put him again if he doesn't listen, still he doesn't change his ways. And then he gets into a state of cherem if a person doesn't change then either. Amarle, we see a different opinion. Amarle, Rav Huna, Rav Chanina, Hachi, Amar Rav Chista, Masrin Bei Sheni. We warn the guy, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, on Monday, on Thursday, and on Monday again, we warn him to make sure God, and Mavis and when, if he doesn't, then we go and we put him in Chayrem. So basically, we warn him on Monday, and then on Thursday he doesn't listen. Then we go out and we put him in one level of being excommunicated. And if he still doesn't listen again the following Monday, then we put him in Cheyrim right away. So it's not like this longer, it's a much shorter process. Hani Mila Mamona, all this is talking about when he's dealing with the cases of Mamon, Rashi Sechayiv Mamon Lechaveru. Guy owes money to his friend. V'lo ratzel l'shalim el b'bezin. Bezin comes to tell him to pay. He doesn't want to listen. So there we go. We do this process. Aval afkirusa la'alter. But when it comes to afkirusa, Rashi says, mevaze tamid chachamim. Bam! This guy goes right away. La'alter, we do it immediately. This guy is excommunicated. Now we have a story time about this. Story time. There was once this tabach. A tabach is a butcher. And he did not behave properly when it came to Rav Tovi Bar Masna. Oh, a Talmud Chacham. You don't mess with the rabbis. You don't go and speak in a... You don't... Talmud Chachamim. And, okay, you did something not okay. In Imnu Alei Abayi V'Rava, they set up Abayi V'Rava to go check out what's going on. And... Vishamtu. They put him in Shamta. They excommunicated him. Lasofa's a pais of the Baldina. Eventually, what happened was he went ahead and this butcher went to the person that he offended and he appeased him. He was mafais him. Amar Abayi says, hey, what do we do now? Literally, should we be mashim? Should we let him out? But we know it should be for 30 days and it wasn't 30 days, right? Rashi says, we know it's a 30 day shtickle. So what do we do? Lo literally, but if we're not literally, kabor rabbanon lemail. The Rabbanan, they have to go to him. What have to go to him? Rashi says, Shetzrichim, they need him because this guy was the butcher and he gets some meat from him. This guy's given you want some chulin, you got to go to him. So he said to Avidi Bar Av, the meat is Shmiel Lach Baha. Did you hear anything about this? Like, what do you want to say? What do you want to dash? How do we deal with this? Amalei, he says, Hachi Amar Rav, Techlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. Tut Asar Vetut Shari. This toot was the thing that acid it can be mashmasher. Rashi says, "Klomer matzi lemishelei afagav da luchal lamed yom." Even though it was in 38, the osa shofar anamanapia toot. That shofar should he do a yochel hatir lo mishelei b'tuch lamed yom? You're allowed to go ahead and you can take him out of shamta. It's not a problem. You can take him out. Amar Le'abai comes back. He says, "Hani milu mamoni." That's only talking about cash. You know, you're talking about cash. You can do that. Aval lafkirusa. You're just gonna behave in such a way of negativity and in an appropriate way of going speaking to a great sage. Adchel shamta leitol simyom. It's got to be 30 days. Can't let this guy off. Before that, Alma Kasar Abaye, Hani Beit Losas the Shamisu Losas Tlos Achrine Visharile. We see, we learn from Mavir that Abaye holds that the three that put him to Shabbat in the first place. So he said Abaye and Rava before. It meant also a third person. So they put him in the first place. Losas Tlos Achrine Visharile. Can't have three others that come along and take him out. Rashi says the way that we know that that's the case is the fact that ihu nafshi l'misha, because he himself was trying to go get him out. So you can't get him out unless they do it. The three that put him in or the three that have to take him out. Dibailu, because he asked a question. They asked a question. Hani b'dei tlasa shamisa, the three people put him to shamta. Ma'u l'meisi tlasa achrini v'sharu, like you take three other people and take him out. Toshima, 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 toshima. Menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmud. Going to spell it out by this braisa. So when someone goes and becomes menuda, he's excommunicated to the rav. Menuda l'talmud, he's also excommunicated to the teacher, to the rav and to the teacher. And menuda l'talmud, menuda rav. But if he's menuda to the talmud, doesn't mean that he's menuda to the rav. Menuda l'ira, menuda l'ira acheres. If someone is menuda to his city, then he's also to another city. But menuda l'ira acheres, just because a person is menuda for one city, and menuda l'ira doesn't mean he's menuda to his own city. Menuda l'nasi, menuda l'chol Yisrael. If he's menuda to the nasi, then you're menuda to all of Israel. Menuda l'chol Yisrael, and menuda l'nasi, but it doesn't work up that way. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, echad min ha-talmidim shenido meis, chelko eina mufar. If you have one of the talmidim who is menuda, and then he ends up dying. He's menada someone. He sets up, puts someone else into in a state of nidoy, and then he ends up dying. Chelko in a mufar, his chelik of the nidoy doesn't end up getting taken off. Shmamina talas. We learn three things from here. Shmamina talmachi nidoy lechvodo nidoy niduyo nidoy. That is, if you have a Talmud who gets, insulted by somebody, he's not doing l'shem shamayim, but he's doing because he was insulted personally, then he can go out and put somebody in nidoy, but the person doesn't become in nidoy for his rav, because you see, it wasn't, because if that would be the case, then if it would have been, how do I say this again? Someone goes ahead and I have a rav, and then they go and I feel insulted. I'm the Talmud. Now, I could put someone in nidoy. From the fact that it says that this person is menuda to me and not to the Rav, must mean that there's such a concept that I could do it just for me. And that's number one. Nidui, nidoy, it actually works. Each one of them has to go and be made for their own chelik. Like it says at the end, if the guy dies, and what is happening, that part's not revoked, that part's not out. Rashi says, three people put him in, you can't have another three coming and taking him out. Rashi says, that even if somebody else says it, then his chelik is not mufar li'olam. So we see that indeed this is the case, that the three that put him in, you need to have those three are the ones that have to be taken out also. However, Amemar doesn't agree. Amar Amemar Hilchasa, the halacha is Hani Beitalasa, the Shamisu, these three people that put him in the Shamta, Asu Beitalasa, Achrin of Sharli, you can have other three people come and they can take him out. So, no, he disagrees with the fact that it says that you have to have those people. Amalei Vasha Amemar, it's just Amemar. I, Votari Monsa Rabbiasa, Beshav Gamalei Lomer, Echad Minat Tamidim, Shenida Umeis, Avonim is Minada and Meis, Chelka in a Mufar, my life in a Mufar Klaal, it's not Mufar at all, in which case you actually have that original people to do it. It says, no, it doesn't mean it's not at all. I'd also be until you have three other people come and they take him out. This guy died, so I'm like, oh no, so you need other people. Once other people come, you're good. Tana Rabba, no. Now, how long is a nidoy in place for? A nidoy pachas m'shoshim months, not less than 30 days. Nezifa pachas m'shiva yamim, and nezifa is not less than 7 days. Nezifa, we saw this lashon before. It's a lashon of like tochacha, of being rebuked. And they go ahead and they get called out for something they behaved in an inappropriate way. Like, no, how dare you? So there's something called Nazifa. No less than 7 days. V'afa pishein raya l'davar, even though there's no raya for this, zeichel l'davar, we have something which alludes to this. Shanemar, as Pasuk says, v'avira yarok yarak b'faneh haloti kalim shivas yamim. This is a story in Balotzcho and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara to Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem said, that's it, you're tzaras, 7 days you got to stay. And what happens when Moshe comes to try to get her out? And Hashem says back, via Yorak Yorak, the father would have spit at her. Would she not be in a state of embarrassment for 7 days? In other words, she has to stay for 7 days at least for that. Okay, so we learned out the concept of a nezifa less than 7 days. Amar Rav Chisav Chisav said, nidoy shalanu ki nezifa shalem. He says, Our nidoy is like, when we say nidoy in Bavel, it's like a nezifa in Eretz Yisrael. Nezifa did who? Shiva. And their nezifa is 7 days. So, therefore, our nidoy is like 7 days. Frankly, Marv Asulo, really, in Eretz Yisrael, nezifa is only 7 days? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, bar Rebbe, bar Kapar, Havu Yosef, Kagar, see, they were sitting there with Steigen learning Torah, Kashul Shmaitza, they got to a part which is hard. Amalei Rabbi Shimon, this we need to go out and we got to speak with Rabbi. Rashi says, Rabbi Avuha de Rav Shimon Hava. Rabbi is the father of Rabbi Shimon. Referencing Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So, Amalei Bar Kapar, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Kapar, Rabbi Shimon, Ma Rabbi Omer, B'davizeh. And what is Rabbi, what is he going to say? Rashi says that means is Ain Rebbe ba'olam yodei davazeh. There's no one who knows this. Alza amalei lavua. He went and he told his father this. In other words, he basically dissed Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And Rashi points out, what does that mean? Lefitumo v'lami shum l'shnabishna. Not that he went to go to speak lashon hara. He did lefitumo. He just happened to be speaking, and through the way he was speaking, he was supposed to have said something like, "Oh yes, it's so hard." And he's like, "Yeah, I was going to ask you, but you know," he was like, "Oh, no one can answer this." So he didn't say it straight up. But that's what happened. So what happened? Ikbid. Rabbi was offended by this. Also, Bar Kapara list chazuye le. So Bar Kapara came to in front of Rabbi, Amar le, and Rabbi the Bar Kapara is the one who said that comment. Bar Kappara is the one who dissed on Rebbe. And so what happened was, as Bar Kappara, he came in front of Rebbe. Rashi says, Levaker is Rebbe, Shoyachola, Shekiba, Love Yisur, and he was going through pain, and he came to visit him. And Amar Lei, so he says to him, Bar Kappara, Eini Makir Chabeolam, Bar Kappara, I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are. Rashi says, Ramazlo, Sheino wrote to Liroso, he was hinted to him, he didn't want to see him. Yada de Nakad Milsa Bidaite. Bar Kappara, at that point, he realized, oh my goodness, that Nakad Milsa Bidaite, he took this in his mind. In other words, he realized that, oh my goodness, he was offended. Nagdi Zusa Ben Afshe Tlosin Yomen. And he behaved in a state of Nazifa for 30 days. Ah, you said it was only 7 days? You see, it's 30 days. Oh, what do you do right now? Shuv Pam, Pam Echad, another time, Gazer Rebbe Shalish Lutabi the Mashuk. One time Rebbe said, they shouldn't go out in Yishta, they shouldn't be learning and teaching Torah in the Shuk. You shouldn't be doing that. My Darsh, so how did you come to this conclusion? You shouldn't go ahead and be teaching Torah in the Shuk. Because the Pasuk says, Chamuke Yirechayech Kamo Chaloyim. Pasuk says, your hidden thighs are like jewels. And the Pasuk is the work of a master's hand, which means, Ma Yarech B'Seser, just like a person's thigh is in Seser, it's in private, it's covered over, it's not out and about and seen. So too, beep, turn the page. That's time of days. After every Torah, B'Seser. So to the Torah should be done B'Seser. Rashi says, the Ksiv, B'Sefer the Kral, we said, Ma'ase Yadei Uman, HaTorah Ma'ase Umnos, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ma'ase Umnos, that is the Umnos of Hashem. So therefore, it should be done in a place, you shouldn't be doing it in the Shuk. Okay, Yatzer Rabbi Chiyah V'Shana L'Shnei B'nei Echa B'Shuk. Rabbi Chiyah went out and he taught his B'nei Echav, the sons of his brother, that was his nephews, he taught them in the Shuk. L'Rav U'L'Rabba Barchana. Okay, there's a pretty intense nephews there. Shama Rebbe, Ikbid, Rebbe heard about this and he got upset. Also, Rebbe Chiel is Chazuya, he came to go visit him. Amalei, and when he saw him, he said to him, Iya, his name was Chia, but he said, Iya, mi kori lecha b'chutz, Iya, who's calling you outside? Exactly what's going on here. Rashi says, Kach kina shemosha Rebbe Chia, lashon ginai. He was like speaking him negatively. Rab mi kori lecha, klomar, Semikan. In other words, he's hinting to him, get out of here. Yada did not convince him of that. He understood that he was offended. So he behaved like himself a 30-day Nazifa. In the 30th day, Rebbe sent him, and he says, come. He's saying to come. Then he says, you know what? Don't come. First he's like, come, and he says, don't come. Rashi says, boy, I have a lotesi. First he said, come, and then he said, no, don't. Meikar, my sever. What's pshat that he said to come on the 30th day? A little bit self, my sever. Why did he change his mind? Meikar, my sever, makes his yom kukula. First he thought, you know, part of the day is like the whole day. So therefore, on the 30th day, he had part of it, so he can come. So sever, lo amrina, mixes yom kukula. But then he thought to say, maybe that we don't say by the concept of nidoy or nazifa or these things, we don't say mixes yom kukula, but you got to do the whole thing. Lasofasa, but he ended up coming when he said to him, come, he ended up coming. Amalei, my else, he said, why did you come? So he says back to him, Amalei, the shalach limalisi, you told me to come. I told you not to come. Amalei, zere isi vizelarisi. I only saw the first message, I didn't know the second one. Rashi says, vizesh, shaliach, sheni, lorisi. I didn't see the second shliach. Karelei, and Rabbi said at that point, he said it a pasuk in Mishlei, birtzos Hashem darke ish, gam oyuvav yashlimito, which means to say, when Hashem wants a man's ways, even if his enemies will make peace with him. So you see that what that means is, doesn't make a difference what we want. If Hashem wants something to happen, you're going to end up hearing what you're meant to be hearing. You're not meant to hear something, you won't hear it. My time of it, Marachi. So he says, what's pshat that he did this? Why is it that you decided to go ahead and teach in public? Amalei says back, the ksiv chachmos pachutz taronu, because it says that wisdom is going to sing outside. It's going to be outside. It's going to be heard. It's going to be out and singing, and it's going to be beautiful. Amalei says back, Im karisa loshenisa. If you read this pasuk, you must not have chazed it. V'im shenisa loshilashta. If you chazed it, you didn't do it a third time. In other words, to get clarity in what it actually means. V'im shilashta lo pirshulacha. And if you did, then you never really understood it the first time. Chachmas machutz taronu kiderava. It means like Rava said, damarava. Kol osik b'tor mi b'fnim, anyone who steigs mi b'fnim, but in other words, inside, in the Beis Medrash, Torah sa b'chrez z'lovim b'chutz, his Torah is going to go ahead and it's going to be spread out outside. In other words, it's not that you actively do it, but eventually it's going to be spread out, people are going to know who you are. V'ok se'ev lo miros b'seis edibarti. Aye, but the pasuk it says, I didn't speak in secrecy at first. Pasuk in Yeshaya referenced the idea of Har Sinai when it was spoken out and about, and even in the beginning, in the first place, it wasn't like the Beis Medrash, and afterwards it was out and about, like in the Shuk. It says, Nahahu b'yom adekala, yunichinami, there's a time when it's going to be in an opener area. It says, but that's yom adekala. It says, Jerosh HaShakol Mitzuyin Shon. That's a Jerosh that everybody comes to hear this. It's like, it's the Archikala. The Archikala, that's when you go ahead and you do such a thing.
So Rebbe's still up and about. Rav Chia, hi, chamuki rechayach ma'avadla. So what is Rav Chia going to do now with the pasuk that says your hidden thighs? And it says, you know, he decided to go teach outside, but we have the pasuk that says not like that. What are you going to do with that? No muki la, but tzedakah gives chasadim. He understood that to mean tzedakah mi'as chasadim, and that's a mivin lemev de b'shei. So you do these things privately without people knowing what's going on. But he didn't think that, he thought it meant also Torah, but it does. Alman Azifa did who tell us the so we see nonetheless at the end of this, this whole long shtick was just to show that you said that that Bava's like Eretz Yisrael, one part of Bava's like the Eretz Yisrael, the shtickle, and that's 7 days. It says that the nidoy of Bava is like the Nazifa of Eretz Yisrael, which is 7 days. It's not true. We see the Nazifa did who tell us the we see it's 30 days, not 7 days. It says the Gemara. No, Nazifa's Nasi shiny. This is Nazifa Nasi. You don't mess with a Nasi. That's a different case, and that's why it was so much more intense. But really, it's generally 7 days. The Nazifa Didan Kamahavi. So how long is the Nazifa, our Nazifa? Just going back. Now, to Bavel. We know your nidoy is 7 days like their nazifa. How much is your nazifa? He said chad yom, it's 1 day. Ki had the shmuel amar ukfa, like story like shmuel amar ukfa. Ki have a yosvi garsi shmai. So once they were stagging the Torah, have a yosvi amar ukfa. Kamida shmuel beruchik arba amas. He was sitting 4 amas away from amar ukfa. Was sitting in front of shmuel 4 amas away. That's what happens, you know. Shmuel was the rebbe. So what happens? Ki have a yosvi bedina. But when they were involved with a din, where they were doing some sort of judgment going on over there, then Rashi says Mishum the Mar Ukva Hayanasi, Mar Ukva was the Nasi. So have a Yasuf Shmuel Kamei the Mar Ukva Beruchigam Amos. Even though Shmuel was the Rebbe, but Mar Ukva was the Nasi. So therefore, he said in front of him 4 Amos. Have a Chayki Le Duchte Lamar and the Mar Ukva, even though Mar Ukva was a Talmud of Shmuel. Even though Shmuel was the Rebbe, Mar Ukva was the Nasi, so he was a new. What's the lashon? He was an Avbezin, so therefore he was sitting in a certain position of power. But nonetheless, still they lowered the place where he sat, Bitsifsa, and then they would cover over that area. He would cover it with a mat. Yosef Yilevay, and he would sit on it. So he could go and he could hear what Shmuel was saying. Rashi says the Shmuel Rabbi Batorah. He was a rabbi when it came to Torah. So what do we see? Shmuel's on a higher level than Mar Ukva. And then we have a story time. Kol yom ha'avim malavi le Mar Ukva l'shmuel ad ushpizi. Every day Mar Ukva would take Shmuel and he would bring him home. They would go out, he would malavi him home. Yom echad itrid bedini. One time Mar Ukva was so busy with the case. Rashi says, Mar Ukva bedina shoyim echashav bedin v'lo itkar le lemezar basar Shmuel. And he wasn't really thinking about Shmuel. He wasn't thinking to like walk behind the walk with him. He was so preoccupied with the thought. Have a azo Shmuel basrei. So when it happened, Shmuel ended up walking behind him. Whoa. Kimat al lebezar when they got to Mar Ukva's house. Amalei Shmuel spoke up. He says, lo nagalacha. He says, don't you know what's going on? Kol mer lo sagi lacha de izla de azilna basrach. Wasn't it clear to you that I'm walking behind you the whole time? You didn't chap what's going on over here. What's going on? Lishre li mar betigre. Let me go now. Let me go home. You know, why don't you let me go? Rashi says, Havli Rishus Lamada, give me Rishus. So he was like, give him a little kanak. So Yad the Nakan Milsa Bidaite, Mar Ukva saw that, whoa, he insulted Rashi Shmuel Bidaite, Mishum Dazabasre. They had him walk him after him. So he says, No, Nizivusa Bidafshechad Yome, he behaved in himself, and Nizifa is for 1 day. So we see it's 1 day when it comes to Bavel. Ahi Yitzadavi Yasav Shvila. There was a woman who was sitting on the path. She was sitting on the path on the road, Bishvila. Have a pashti kare, and she was sitting in a way that her legs were sticking out, and her legs were sticking away that she was blocking the road. The kaminifa chushloi, and she was in the middle of being mainif hanafa, like throwing away the chushlai are seeds. She was in the middle of dealing with, like, you know, separating parts of the seeds. There was a great young student that was walking by, and she didn't go ahead and make room for him. She didn't really move at all. She didn't move her leg. He's like, wow, what a chutzpah this woman is. I said, come into Rav Nachman. Let's get in front of Rav Nachman. She realized, oh my gosh, and he was all upset. She's upset. Maybe I did something wrong. Should I be in a, you know, chayrim or something like that? So she said to her, did you hear him say from his mouth? Did he say anything? Did he say shamta from his mouth? No. So go ahead and behave in a zifa, in a state of a zifa, lock yourself up for 1 day. Okay, another story. One time they were stagging in front of Rabbi Yehuda. He was teaching Rashi, says, Li made Parshios. And Kimata Lahi Psuka Ve'eli Divri David Achronim. We got the pasuk that says, and these are David's last words. Amalei, so he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Achronim, when it says Achronim, Mechala Dikar Rishonim, must be that they were first words. Rashi says, Va'alo Matzinu, Sha'amar David, Divrei Ela B'mikra Zed, Dvarav Lashon Nevuah. You're speaking Lashon Nevuah. Rishonim Ayin Yehu. He says, what were these first ones? It says, the second one, these were the last ones, must be these first ones. What were the first ones? Shasak V'lo Amalei V'lo Midir. Yehuda didn't answer anything. He was quiet. So again, he says, Achronim. It says, Achronim is a David HaMelech's last Nevuah. Mechal Dikar Rishonim means it was a Rishonim. Rishonim Ayi, what are they? So Amalei says back, my Daitach, what do you think? Delo Yada, Hirusha, the High Kra, Lavgav Rabu? Someone doesn't know Pshat. He's not a great person. Like, he got very, very insulted. He thought he was in. He was, you know, he asked the question and he answers like, no, you don't know the answer. Nah, no case. But really, the reason why he said it again is because he thought he didn't hear him. So he said it again in another way. He thought maybe it wasn't clear. Total misunderstanding here. But the point is, he got upset. He understood that he was very upset. So he was knowing a nazif on himself, nazifa, for one day. Says the Gemara, but let's take answer the question that he asked. Still, we have to understand what's pshat. Achronim. What are the earlier things that were said? So the pasuk says, the Gemara says, well, let's take a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber David Lashem istiri ashira azos b'yom hitzel Hashem also mikaf kol oivav umikaf shaul." David HaMelech, he spoke out the divrei ashira azos. He sang on the day that Hashem saved him from the kaf kol oivav, from all of his enemies, and mikaf shaul, and because from the hands of Shaul, he was singing out praising Hashem for saving him. Hashem says to him, David, Shirata Omer al Mapalosa Shel Shaul, what are you singing? A praise, a song from Shaul falling? Imoli Ata Shaul of who David? If you were to be Shaul and he would be David? Let me just tell you something. Ibarati Kama David Mipanov. There would have been many Davids that would have already fallen, would have destroyed. He is a bigger tzaddik than you are, says Rashi. Shehut tzaddik mimcha. Haini the Siv. This one it says when David Melch says in Tehillim, he says, Shigayum le David asher shar la Hashem al divrei Kush ben Yamini. It was a mistake. It was a shigayon. That David HaMelech, speaking of himself, came along and he's saying over the fact that Kush fell Benyamini. Right? So he said that's something bad. V'chi Kush shemo v'alo Shaul shemo. What do you mean Kush? His name is Shaul. Why are you calling him Kush? Says Gemara, Ela Makushi Mishunah Ba'or, just like a Kushi. A black person is Mishunah, is different and unusual and changed. Ba'or in his skin, it's very different, dark than white. Av Shaul Mishunah Ma'isav, such as Shaul was different in his actions. Meaning that he was a tzaddik. Tzaddik Gomor, says Rashi. Wow. That's pretty amazing to be called that. Okay. Now, okay, you find a similar idea. This is talking about when Miriam and Aaron were speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, this Isha Kushit that he took, that he married, was the Pshat that they go, they're calling her an Isha Kushit. Was her name Kushis? Her name was Tzipora. Ella Ma Kushis Mishudim Aura, just like a Kushi is different in her skin, in its skin. Af Tzipora Mishudim Ma'aseh, so too in her actions and the way that she behaved, she was an amazing, amazing person. And the servant of the Cushi king heard, oh my goodness, what's going on? The king of the time was Sidkia. So what are we saying over here? Cushi shemo, avelu Sidkia shemo. His name wasn't Cushi, but Sidkia. Ella ma Cushi mishunah ba'oro, af Sidkia mishunah ba'maisav. So too, he was different in his actions, and he too was a tzaddik, a very, very holy person. Kosev David Omer, you find similarly, hallo, kivinei kushim atem li, b'nei Yisrael. Plus again, Amos, you are like the children of kushim to me, b'nei Yisrael. V'chi kushim shema, b'nei Yisrael shema. We're not called kushim, we're not called b'nei kushim. We're called b'nei Yisrael. Elama kushim b'shun ba'oro, af Yisrael b'shun b'maiseim. We call them also to where different from all our actions, from all of the people of the world. This context actually wasn't the greatest of context. It's saying that we actually we were willing to go ahead, whereas all the other people in the world would get rid of their avodah zaras, but in Israel they got rid of Hashem, so to speak, in order to go do some sort of avodah zara. Oy vey. Amar Shlomo Chmeini, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What do we do with the fact when it says in the Torah, Neum David ben Yishai Neum Agever Hukam Ol? We're going to hit up a bunch of different psukim now that are continuing on from the ideas that we spoke about over there by Shmuel. What do we do with the fact that it says in the Torah, Eile Shemos HaGiborim, these are the names of the strong, mighty ones. Okay, totally lost my place. Again, Amar Shmuel Ben Echmin, Amar Yochanan, says in the Torah, Ne'um David, this puzzle in Shmuel, Ne'um David ben Yishai, Ne'um a gever hukam ol, that the words of David ben Yishai, the words of a man who was hukam ol. What does that mean? Ne'um David ben Yishai, shehekem ula shel tshuva. He established the idea of tshuva. Rashi says what that means is, shehu shav tchila v'nasan derech l'shavim. He did tshuva first, and he gave an opening for people to do tshuva, like we said in, like say in David HaMelech, like we say in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, lo David ro'i lo samaisa, el shem chat. Really, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says David HaMelech shouldn't have done any sort of mice, any sort of sin. But the fact is, he did it in order that it should be. If someone did it in Avera, they could say Klach Etzot David, go to David. Shemach Allah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, also of an Afatach Ozeh B'Tshuva. We learn that from this, what happened. David HaMelech, that anyone can go and do tshuva. Really, me? I can do tshuva? I can go to yeshivas or a Torah. Anyway, that's one. Then the pasuk goes on and says, Amar Elokei Yisrael Li Diber Tzor Yisrael Moshe Ba'Adam Tzadik. The God of Israel spoketh and saideth, the Rock of Israel has spoken to me, the ruler of men, the righteous man rules through the fear of God. Micah, Amar, what exactly is this pasuk talking about? Amar Abavo, Hachi Amar, is what it means. Amar Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzor Yisrael, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, Ani Moshe Ba'adam, I rule over men, Ki Mi Moshe Ba'adam, who rules over me? Tzadik, and Tzadik goes and he rules over me, Sha'ani Gozer Gzera, I'm Gozer Gzera, Umavatla, and Tzadik comes along and he's Mavatla Megzera. Now to the pasuk I read before, for some reason, Elush Pasuk Gibor Mishil David Yosef Shevet. See the people, the names of David, Elishmas Hagiborim, Asher LeDavid, the strong ones. And what does this mean? My comment, what is this talking about? The pasuk makes it sound like this thing called Shedes, and later on it says Tachkemoni, that these are people that are actually fighters for David HaMelech. So what is going on here? So I'm Rav Avoh, no, I'll come, as you mean to say. V'elu Shemos Gevuro Sov Shel David. These are the names of the power of David, that Yoshev B'Shedes, that he sits in a place which is low. What does that mean? When he was sitting in yeshiva, he didn't sit on these higher pillows and things and couches. He sat on the ground. He sat lowly. As long as he has his Rebbe there, Ira Ya'iri, when he was alive and he was out there, Rashi says that have a masi le David agav kari miksasas for David have a masi le rabbanan al gabi karka. His Rebbe was teaching on a higher place, and he would sit down on the floor and teach. Have a masi le rabbanan al gabi kari miksasas. So here we go, like the Gemara says. Kinach Nafshe, but then when Ira died and David Melech, he was the one who was on top now. What happened? Have a Masi David Rabban, he would teach. Have a Yosef Al Gabikaki, he still sat in the ground. Amalei Lisiv Mara Kormik Sosa, sit on the pillows, sit on the couches. What are you doing? Lokabale, he wasn't Makabale himself, but he still sat on a lower place. That's what's called that. What's Tachmoni? What's called that? I'm a Rav. Rav says, I'm a Lord Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hol Vishpaltatz, because since you lowered yourself, you put yourself down, take Kamoni, now you can end up, you can be like me. Shani Gozer Gzera Vatamavatla, I'm Gozer Gzera, and you go ahead and you're Mavatla. Rosh HaShalishim, what does it mean when it says the Rosh HaShalishim? This is another type of thing which he ended up getting. Tehi Rosh L'Shoshes Avos, you'll be the Rosh of the three Avos, meaning to say you're going to be in some way, shape, or form, you're going to be the one leading the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov into Olam Haba, right, in the next world. Rashi says, Hu Holich Lefneim Olam Haba, is going to walk in front of them. Now, the pasuk continues, says, Tachkemoni, what does it mean, says Tachkemoni? Amar Rav says, Amar L'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hol Vishpata Atzmecha, Tekemoni. Sorry about that again. I don't know what's with me today. A little bit. Now, who Adino Etzni? The pasuk continues and says that he's Adino. He's Etzni. Means, when he would stag and study Torah, he would be ma'adin himself like a worm. What does that mean? He would bend himself over like a worm. Sit on the ground. He would, lower himself to the Torah. When he went out to war, he would strengthen him. He would stand up straight like wood. The pasuk continues and says, "Al shmona meos chalal b'pam echas," and he was over 800 dead bodies at one time. Meaning, shayuzari chet, he would throw an arrow, and umapios shmona meos chalal b'pam echas. He was able to kill 800 people one time. And he would groan, he would moan, he would sigh over 200 of them. Because the pasuk says, "Eicha yirdof echad elef." How could be one is going after 1,000? Meaning, sounds like a person who's like a tzadik gamar is able to go ahead divided 1,000 with even one. Yotza Baskavamer, Baskavamer says, Rak Bedvar Uriachiti, says, no, it's only because of Uriachiti, that's why he didn't get Evid. Ratlo Messiah, that's why he didn't get the 200 of them. But really, you are really a very, very holy person. It was just that's the one thing that that's holding you back from being able to get that. He was a tzaddik gomer, but he wasn't zocha because of that whole instance with the story of David and Bathsheba. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.